Peoples, God with all the glory. It is Resurrection Day, and welcome to the King of Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. This is your day. Every day is your day.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now at this time, we are going to just transition. We can kick it off. I was going to let you pray off right away, but you want to do prayer right quick? Okay. That being said, let's get this party started. Here we go.
I'm insane.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody come to worship the Father? All the love you show, tell me how we let you know. Shame my soul, open now is just a statement at the end of the road. Give me a second chance, save it for myself, give you my best view. When I need it out, you got no mind, I have you, I spend my being a big step, I was true. Hit to me from the bottom, then put me on the top. You know you're saying to me, but now I can't
come on. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us this morning. As we transition on to our live service, streaming live, we're going to ask the woman of God, once we start streaming, to pray us into this morning's service. Amen? Amen. Just bear with us as we make that transition. Okay, we're almost there.
Almost there.
And we are. We're live. 3, 2, 1. We're live. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Woman God, could you come up and pray us in this morning?
Amen. Praise God. Father, we bless your name on today, God. Who, Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we ask, Lord God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father God. God, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your house and give praises, Father God.
Yes,
God, we thank you that you rose up this morning, Father God.
Yeah, we're all
God,
power.
We thank you, Lord God. Yes, we're all power in your hand, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that you spoke life into us, God, and that more abundantly, Father God. God, we thank you that we walk in your direction, God, according to you, Father. And God, we give you glory. God, we thank you, Lord God, that some didn't wake up this morning, Father
yeah.
God, but you saw fit to call our names, Father
come
God.
On,
so we bless your name on today and we give you glory, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for every person that's listening, everyone that will download later, God, that you will bless them, God, that you will do a new thing, God, that you will open up their hearts, God. But God, as they hear the word, God, let them apply it in their lives, Father God.
Yeah.
Lord God, don't let them just be hearers of your word, God, but doers of your word, Father.
Come on,
Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you touch the man of God of this house, Father, that you will bless him, Father God,
have
that you will pour
Lord.
Down your anointing upon him, God,
yes, Lord.
That you will change things upside down, inside out, Father God,
on,
for your glory, Father,
for your glory.
In the name of Jesus, Lord
yes.
God. God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we just say thank you,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And God, we ask that you to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
You might want to stay right there. You want some water? This morning, you know, in most churches across this nation, they're doing the seven last words, the seven last sayings of Christ. In this house, this will be our first year in 12 years of service, 13 years of service, that we're going to do the last seven sayings of Christ. The reason why it's going to be the first time, because I was told to do so.
Okay.
But the years prior, he told me to do something different.
Amen.
You know, yeah, we're supposed to honor and remember what happened the last prior 3 days, but he's off the cross.
Mm-hmm. That's my service. He rules. That's my title.
You're off the cross. You're off the cross. And when he came off the cross, that's when our job took place.
Amen.
And let me tell you, that win to losing ratio, that losing ratio is winning. The church had a charge to do.
Amen.
We had a charge to do. And let me tell you, the church is not the building that... Oh, okay. Try it again, Gabby. I just saw it. Sorry. Church is not the building that you go to. The church is you.
Praise God.
So we had a charge to do, like I said, that winning to losing ratio, that losing ratio is winning. Because when he came off the cross, what he told his 12 disciples, they were supposed to get in and act to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they hung around.
They hung around.
They hung around and let other people do it. They had to be told, Did he not tell you who's going to raise on the third day? They have to be reminded. Just that quick, they have to be reminded. So, we're doing the seven I saves. The woman got you doing the first three.
First two.
Two, four. That's only six I got, yeah.
You said you got the last one about son, daughter, or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, yeah. So you got the first two.
I got, yeah.
The first two. All right, so one of the guys is going to do the first two. Amen?
Amen.
The guy with the glory. Just give her a round of applause.
And you want to put the speaker up on the chair? On the table.
This is right here?
Yeah.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, praise God, everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My title today is He Rose.
Come on now.
He ain't still there. He ain't on the cross no more. He rose. So, I'm going to come from Luke 23.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to jump around a little bit, if that's okay.
That's right. Do what that says, boy.
Praise God. I'm going to start off with 32, and I'm going to jump around. But it starts off with...
Wait, hold on. Oh. You know, I got the numbers.
Praise God.
This is Luke chapter 23.
Chapter 23, verse 32.
Wait, Luke 23, verse 32.
Just put 32 to... 43, now to cover it all. I'll be jumping around again.
And your title is?
Heroes.
Heroes. Go ahead.
All right. So, with my title, Heroes, let's read a little bit.
I can't put that on Facebook.
I'll do it after I finish.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. All right, so... And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to remind you, in life, you're going to always have somebody whispering in your ear.
Well,
you're going to always have somebody talking to you.
Someone or something.
Right, or something. And sometimes it's you.
Yeah,
you know, it's you trying to figure it out. But at that time, he says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm.
And the reason this is so important, it's because forgiveness is major.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes we forget as Christians just how important it is. And I want you to know that even when God was dying and he was rising again, he still thought about forgiveness.
Yeah.
How many of you know it's time to rise up?
Come on now.
Okay? And how many know that in order to rise up, you got to go down first so you can come up?
Well,
and sometimes in life we go through some things and we feel like we out, we done. They counted us out because at a certain age we didn't have a certain thing accomplished.
Well,
so they feel like, oh, they just counted them out.
No,
but God said it's time to rise up, and in order for you to rise up, you had to go down first. And when you go down, and when you go down, sometimes people think you're not getting back up.
Yeah.
But that's what makes you so awesome. That's what makes you so special. That's what makes you God's call people.
Yeah.
Because when you go down, you're going to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to forgiveness, understand it's not even about you a lot of the times. Sometimes it's not even about them. Sometimes it's because God is trying to do a new thing in you. And we wonder as we grow up, sometimes you'll be like, the old me would have did X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, but you're not the old me. I'm pouring into you daily. And so, before Christ even rose up, he wanted us to remember forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so these people are on the cross with him, these two malefactors.
Two thieves, yeah.
And they had committed crimes.
Yeah.
And one of them was a little beside himself, like, well, why can't you just save you and us?
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
And the other one had to shut him up and say, we did what we did. We deserve to be here.
Yeah.
But this man did not.
Come on now.
And sometimes, you know, you get in a situation, you deserve the full consequences.
Wow.
But God will pull you out of it.
You better talk, woman, God. Come on.
He will pull you out of it. And with that comes salvation, guys.
Yeah.
It comes salvation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump around a little bit. On 35, he talks about, and the people stood there holding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself. You know, people will tell you, I seen you help so-and-so out of a situation. Why are you in this situation?
Right.
Well, let me come. I came by to tell you this. This is what he wanted me to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
The way the body is made, oftentimes, you are actually able to help somebody, but you need somebody to help you in order to get to your next level, your next space, your next process, your next chapter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even at that time, even though God, and it's hard when you know you could do a thing and God say, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just think, he's in pain. He's in agony. He felt that pain. It wasn't like he took the pain away because he was Christ. He felt that pain.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the midst of it, he stayed. He stayed because of the love.
Mm-hmm.
His love for us. His love for you. His love to let you know that, no, I didn't do this, but I'm doing it for you.
Yeah.
And you need to know that I'm taking the pain that you should be having right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in life when we go through situations, we have these pains, and sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes it's to make a path for those who's coming behind
right.
us.
Right.
You understand? If you're a parent, you understand. You put you get on your knees. You put your head down. You work hard because you want your kids to have it a little bit better. Just a little bit better. And Christ, being our Father, he wanted us to have it. So he put his head down. He didn't say a mumbling word. He could have easily spoke all those things out. He had all power in his hand.
Yeah.
But some of us, we don't even have no kind of control like that. And we got a little bit of power. Mm. We exercising it, okay?
Right.
We have no restraints.
No restraint.
None. Okay? But he had all power.
Yeah.
And he had all restraint.
Yes.
And you know, is it a cartoon? Spider-Man? With great, how does it go? With great responsibility.
With great power comes great.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Mm.
And so, we have a great responsibility as his children.
Yeah.
Salvation is a great responsibility.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes we get caught up in what we see going around, but we got to remember he rose. He not on that cross no more.
Mm-hmm.
And because he rose, we are. And you may catch that down the road if you ain't catching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to jump over to 43, which is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Mm.
And this is important for so many reasons. It starts off with salvation, most definitely. It's also relationship. We don't have relationships sometimes that are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He took the time out to see about somebody, even in his pain.
Took a lot of time.
See, some of us, when we start going through, we shut everybody out. We don't want to deal with nobody. We go in our corners. We keep to ourselves because it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But even in his too much, he took the time out to talk to the person next to them, to listen to the complaints,
mm-hmm.
to listen to the wisdom,
mm-hmm.
because he said, if I can just be with you, when we leave this world and we go into the next, if you can just remember me,
mm-hmm.
how many of us can we remember those when we're going through our struggles? Can we remember our neighbors? Can we remember our friends? Can we remember our family? We don't have to handle it all by ourselves. He gave us a family. Mm. And when he rose, see, you got to understand, in order to rise, if y'all remember nothing else I say today, remember this. In order to rise, you got to go down to be able to rise up.
Yeah.
You don't just rise out of the thin air. You got to go down. You got to go through some things. You got to do some forgiveness. You got to be some work on yourself. You got to forgive yourself sometimes. Not just others. Sometimes you got to forgive who you are.
Yeah.
You got to forgive the mistakes you did. You got to forgive that you didn't make the right choice. You got to forgive that you didn't do the right thing. You got to forgive yourself that, you know, that temptation was too much and you messed up. You opened up a door you shouldn't have opened. You knew that door was there. You knew where it was going to lead to. But you said, no, I got it. I got it. You heard God in the whole time in the background telling you, don't open that door. Don't open that door. Don't open that door. But your flesh told you, you can handle it. You can handle it. You big now. You grown now. You know how to deal with this. And so you opened it anyway. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Get down so that you can rise up. So that we can be with him when he calls our name again.
Yeah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish it up.
Okay, I don't know. She done said it all.
I ain't said it nothing. Go on with it.
So, like I said, we're doing the last seven sayings. She did the first two. But please let me reiterate that his 12 disciples,
mm-hmm.
the 12 men that God told him to pull before he even started his ministry, they were educated. They were told what was going to happen once it occurred. They were told that they can't go with him. They were told that things going to happen to him. They can't do nothing about it. They have to let it happen. And then at the same time, how he's saying this to his 12 disciples, he said, as soon as I suffer, the same person that's going to suffer from this cup is going to be the person that started and betrayed me. They didn't catch that. Because if I was there, see, he picked the right people. Because if I was there and that happened, I caught that. Hold up. Oh, Jews ain't going nowhere. We got to cut that. We got to cut him up. But it had to happen.
It had to happen.
It had to happen. And all what we're talking about today had to happen. There's one thing, and coming from John chapter 19, I'm going to be flipping back and forth, especially with the book of John.
Okay.
John 19, 26 to 27. You know, he talked about, things going to happen. But there was one disciple who was right there, right there along the way. They all were there, but one was there in particular. And in verse 19, verse 26, he said, when Jesus therefore saw his mother,
mm-hmm.
and the disciples standing by whom he loved. I'm going to pause right there. Mm-hmm. What book are we in?
You said John.
Right. So that's the disciple John. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he loved the disciple John. So he said, and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Because Jesus didn't want Mary to see what was going on. Bad enough, she done saw him whipped, lied on, spit on, then see him crucified, right? So while he hanging up there, took care of the thieves, right? Took care of the thieves. They told him, for this day you can be with me in paradise, right? That was the one saying before that. Now, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 27:46. And as we go in, let me tell you my title for these last three sayings. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. See, like the woman of God said before, we have options to do things. And my other title with this would be Heads or Tails. Because you have options.
Amen.
You can do it or not do it. And 9 times out of 10, when we do our things through our flesh, we want to ride a hell and we catch a hell. And then we're going to ask God why God let that happen. Why we let that happen? And Christ did the same thing too with the Father. He goes in verse 46 in chapter 27 in the book of Matthew. He said, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, understand this. We don't have time to say that when we get out into our own sugar, honey, ass tea, to our own stuff, to our own problems, to our things like, why the hell did I do that? Why would that person, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Baseball got 3 strikes. I done did it 4 times. Did it 4 times. But the 4th one was a Judas. But anyhow, Christ, he saw all this happen. God was right there from the beginning to the end. He was riding with him from the beginning to the end, but this time, he talking to God, and he didn't hear nothing. He's like, hold up, you leaving me? You don't respond to me? Not only me now, why are you forsaking me? What's up? What did I do wrong? When did I step out of line? Or who did I bless that I shouldn't have blessed? Check it out now. So Christ had a question. He wasn't complaining. He just wanted to know what was going on. So let's go back to the book of John now. John 19:28. So you're going to be jumping back and forth. So when you shoot your shot, you got to know where you're coming from. First, you got to know who you are.
Okay, I can keep up with your scriptures. I'm trying to put them down, but...
There's a lot. Where you left off at?
Can we do Matthew?
Matthew 27, verse 46.
27, okay.
John 19, verse 28 is the one we're going to right now.
You said John...
19.
Uh-huh.
Verse 28.
Okay. Is it another one?
Luke 23.
Uh-huh.
44 to 49.
40.
44 to 49. That's the last one.
Okay. All right.
So now we got John 19 to 28. Okay. Now, after all this is going on, been up there for 9 hours. First of all, I'm surprised it took 9 hours. The man just been whooped with some stuff for 40 lashes. He carried his cross, the kind of cross, half the way, but he can't bear his own cross because he didn't do nothing wrong. Somebody else is out to carry the cross, right? Still walked a long way, get up to Calvary, and now people talking about you. All those evil spirits around you. He still stayed prayed up. He talked to one of the thieves on the cross. And now he's thirsty. What does he say in verse 28? He says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Psalms 69 and 21, should we go there? Let's go to Psalms 69 and 21. You got that in there?
Psalms 69 and 21.
Yeah, 69 and 21. This Bible. Lord Jesus. Here we go. 69 and 21. Nope, that's still not it. These pages are so together. It says, they gave me also guile for my meat. And in my thirst, they gave me what? Vinegar to drink. So that's from back in David time. Mm-hmm. How many generations did Christ come after David?
40.
Whew. So they gave him vinegar. Now let's go to Luke, and we're going to stay right here at Luke, and we're going to be done. Mm-hmm. Where's the Luke what?
Ah,
I got it. Luke 23.
And 34. I don't know something.
Now, you young kids, I would say shoot your shot. Now, when y'all say shoot your shot, what's wrong?
No, you didn't.
I thought you raised your hand.
No.
Well, one guy, you deal with these young teenagers today, these eighth graders. What do they mean when they say they shoot their shot?
They gonna go for it. They gonna do their best. They
gonna do their best.
They gonna do their big one. That's what they call it.
They
gonna do their big one.
Okay, I ain't hear that one before.
Yeah, that means they about to give it all. They
right.
Put it down.
You're gonna do your best. You're gonna put it down, right? So Christ shot a shot, even though he knew it was gonna be accomplished. Mm-hmm. But look at the hell that he went through. I mean, the audacity for Satan to come and tempt the man. He didn't recognize Christ. That's the funny thing about it. He didn't recognize his face or his look, but he recognized his sin and his presence. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's just like when you walk into a room, people recognize how the hell, what they call a game. People recognize games. Mm-hmm. Right? People recognize bad games, people recognize good games. So what kind of game do you present when you shoot your shot? And when you shoot the shot, let's say you miss.
Uh-oh.
What happens if you miss? Do you give up?
Better shoot again.
Do you pursue on?
Pursue and recover all.
Do you try to pass the buck? Now imagine Christ want to pass the buck. Especially when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he still pursued on. Well, what if he just say, you know what? Let somebody else do this. I'm going to chill with Satan.
Jesus.
Huh. Would you be here? Nope. Would I be here? Nope. Would I be the man today that I am today? Oh, my God. If the Holy Spirit did not exist the way how it does, would I be the person I am today? Would you be the person who you are today? Would we have the opportunity to get ourselves together? Would we have the opportunity to shoot our shot?
We would have no grace, so we would not be.
Ah, that grace and mercy would be nothing. Woman of God, I need help.
What you
need? I need you to look up the word command.
Commit?
Command. C-O-M-M-E-N-D.
Okay.
This is the finale. We're going to be coming from 23. Verse 44 to 49, and it reads thus and says, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the what? The ninth hour. Mm-hmm. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, what? Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Mm-hmm. Now remember when I said in the very beginning that he already equipped his disciples about what's supposed to happen today. And before he done that, which was the Last Supper, by the way, we all know what the Last Supper was. That's when we came, that's what 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the communion came about. Drink of this cup, you know me, if that's my flesh. But before that, he empowered them to go out into the field.
Yes, he did.
And he gave them the power that he had, that was within them, from him, to heal people.
That he did.
Now, in if you had the power that you watched the Messiah do, why would there be any doubt in your head of what he's saying? Why not be pay attention or do what Matthew do and take notes?
Jesus.
Now, apparently, there was one disciple who caught his heart. Who was that? Was really John, because John, he told John to take his mother. Take my place as to being her son. Right? He said, woman, behold, what? Thy son. So in the ninth hour, he commended his spirit, right, into the hands of the Father, which is God. Now the word commend, it has multiple, I got it right here, woman.
I got it for you.
Okay, what is it?
Present as suitable for approval or acceptance.
I knew you were going to do that. But what was the first one?
Praise formally.
Right. Praise formally or officially. Now, that doesn't suit that. But then the second one, the woman God said, well, present as suitable for approval or what?
For approval or acceptance.
Right. So that means because that he knew it was done, how the play-by-play was supposed to be done. The play-by-play, how God told him to do it before he came on earth. So he shot his shot, and he knew it was finished. And before he gave up the ghost, he took something to drink. He said, before I go for the last ride, I'm going to taste the last good thing that's on this earth, which is what? Vinegar. He said, I thirst, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have to go out like that. He the true goat. Now Michael Jordan, what did Michael Jordan do with his last shot? Oh, I'm done. That's right. It's finished, right? That's a good picture. The last shot of his career. That's how you go out like a G. So Christ went out like a G. He said, you know what? Give me something to drink. Took something to drink, and what he said, Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. Meaning, it's official, it's accepted, it is done, it's completed. Take my spirit. Now, at this point, he had one more thing to do, because he know his disciples. There were some knuckleheads. I hate to say, there were some knuckleheads. There were some knuckleheads. Now, why? How can I say there were some knuckleheads? Because he said on the third day I was going to rise. I was going to rise again. And then who was that to say, I don't believe it's you? He said, here, put your finger through the hole.
Down, Thomas.
Come on, man. You know how he gave all your power to do what thus saith the Lord. It's no different 2,000 years now from the trickling of the blood. It's no different than it is today than it was then. We still have the power of the Lord to do what thus saith the Lord. We have the power to raise the dead. You just got to believe. You got to have faith. The woman of God is a living proof of that. Doctor said you got what? How many months? What did the doctor say?
6 months.
The doctor said that she had 6 months to live. That was how many years ago?
22 years ago.
2 decades ago, she had 5 months to live.
Six
months. My father's another one. But he ain't here today, though. Doctor said he got hours. Hours. So all your family need to come and pay their respects. He has hours to live. He lived another 30-something days plus until his life was taken. I can't hear nobody up in here. So the power of the Lord is within you. If you got to shoot your shot, you got to stop listening to that altar. What's that alter ego?
Mm-hmm.
Or even yourself for that matter, and listen to what thus saith the Lord. Shoot your shot, because it's not a heads or tails. Just go for what you know. And let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Woman of God.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word on today. We ask that you keep it, oh God, in our hearts, God, that we won't sin against thee. Father, as we leave this place, remember your presence, Father God. We ask that you go before us, that you guide us and you direct us, God. That you keep us in mind, Lord God. That we keep your word in mind, God, that you rose again, Father God. Lord God, that you are rose, that you are not down in the ground, God, but that you have rose. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will remember to shoot our shot, Father God. To do our best, Father God, for your glory. God, and as we leave this place, but not your presence, God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, Pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that all things, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe. See you on Thursday at 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.